a consultant of structural engineers, engineer Emmanuel Dugbache, has attributed the springing up of high-rise buildings in the capital without adhering to professional ethics to the ignorance and the cost of hiring the services of professional engineers. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Engineer Dugbache challenged the public to seek the services of qualified engineers to ensure the safety of their buildings.
First and foremost, we have to go back to how these high-rises started. If you go back to the 70s, you wouldn't see a lot of these high-rises. So these high-rises springing up somewhere in the 90s. And if you watch very well, you will see that artisans were doing our buildings in the 70s and the 80s, with the exception of few buildings which were being handled by government, that you find people with the right expertise handling it. When we came into the 90s and the 2000s, you had money flowing into private hands. You know, the economy has been expanding for some time now. So money moved into private hands. Private people started building high-rise. So the high-rise building now became something that everybody was doing, not only government. These artisans, what they know for a one-story structure, it's what they apply for a high-rise building. So what do you expect? You expect a lot of problems to happen.
But what do you think are the factors making it unattractive for these private developers not to contact professional engineers?
Number one could be ignorance. You don't know. And then number two could be fear of approaching professionals, because professionals are assumed to be expensive. There is also that mentality that having started building the structure and I'm spending money, if I can get somebody else who put all that money into the soil for me, that would be better. And then there's a third reason where the artisans are actually in competition with the professionals, where they always say negative things about the professionals. They tell clients, oh, as for engineers, they will make you add plenty iron rods, they will make you put plenty cement in your concrete, which is not necessary. We've done a lot of these buildings. They are working. There's no problem. And you see, it depends on the type of client. Some clients actually buy into that and they go with their artisans. So basically, these are the reasons.
But do we attribute this to the lack of enforcement of our laws? Because in the recent past, we have seen the collapse of some buildings in Accra. And these things, some of them have been attributed to shoddy works and others.
The rate at which buildings are being built now, enforcement is not going. If you go to places like UK, you have real estate developers. They are not too many, so they are manageable. If you come to Accra, the population of Accra is about, say, 3 million plus or almost 4 million. And you have 5,000 to 20,000 people developing at the same time. You can never regulate them very well. You can never enforce very well. Secondly, AME that is entrusted with this enforcement, they are not well resolved. How many engineers has AME got to go around and supervise this building? They are few. How many engineers has AME got to be checking the calculations of... It takes an engineer more than 5 days to check a design, to check every calculation. So imagine there are about 100 applications at AME every day, and engineers there have to check this calculation and pass it. It means that every 5 days, you get how many? 2,500. And an engineer can only check one. So you can see that the volume of work that AME has to do is a lot. And for them to be able to push this thing without delaying the time of private developers, sometimes they don't look at it very well, or they don't take their time to go through very well, and then they pass it.
So the way forward?
Well, the way forward, we've always been saying that there are a lot of private consultants around. When you submit your drawings and everything to AME, AME should just find a private consultant, hand over the drawings and calculations, and let them do it for a fee. AME takes a percentage of that fee. So the person who is coming to develop pays for the checking, and then AME will make sure that the person who did the checking will be appointed to supervise the structure for the person who is doing the application. If you do that, it will reduce, and then the person has to be paid. If you do that, you see that people will not just get up and build. People who really are committed to building will build. And then we need to really make sure all our engineers go through the proper certification. Even artisans go through proper certification. If you go to UK and you call a plumber, the plumber that comes to your house is certified to work in a place like your house. Here, anybody just comes and says, I am amazing, I'm a carpenter. And then you just give him work and he starts doing it.